is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting at all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome back to it on this Thursday. Glad to have you here. I'm glad to be back. I was gone for a couple of days. You may have noticed that I was gone for a couple. I had a lot to do. Took some time in the UP, actually. Loved it, by the way. It was incredible to see Michigan, you know, to take some time and see what is out there in this country. And Michigan is spectacular. Took some time, went to the Pictured Rocks in Munising and Lake Superior. But something you've never done, you need to go. On the particular day we were there, Lake Superior was like bathwater. Talk about one of the seven natural wonders of the world, the Great Lakes. And Lake Superior was in a good mood that day. The following day, however, turned rowdy, got a little bit ugly. And we sat on higher cliffs on 12 Mile Beach and took photographs and so forth. But just an amazing trip around Michigan's Upper Peninsula that I strongly suggest, no matter whether you're listening in Michigan or anywhere else around the world, if you've never been to northern Michigan in the summertime, you are missing a great treasure. You are missing an absolute treasure out there. All right. The president up early and tweeting. We'll talk more about that trip as we go through, and I'm going to post a lot of pictures to the Facebook page for the Steve Gruber Show. Keep that in mind. And coming up, Dinesh D'Souza will be here. The Big Lie is his new number one best-selling New York Times book. He's also written Hillary's America, America, Obama's America. He's talking about the big lie of the Democratic Party. People like Rachel Maddow comparing Republicans and conservatives to what it was like to be around when Hitler became chancellor. Such garbage. And destroying the idea of what the left really is. And the fact that the GOP has been fighting the Democrats over slavery, genocide, racism, fascism, and everything else from the beginning. We'll talk about all of these things with Dinesh D'Souza coming up a little bit later in the program. The president up early again today. I know because he sent out one tweet so far, waiting on see if any more will come down the pipe. Can you believe that Mitch McConnell, who has screamed repeal and replace for 7 years, couldn't get it done? Must repeal and replace Obamacare, tweeted the president just about 14 minutes ago now, just as we were heading into the breaks at the top of the hour. And Mitch McConnell out there saying, well, you know, people have their expectations are too high. No, they're not. Our expectations are certainly not too high. Excessive expectation, I guess, is how Mitch McConnell termed it. Mitch McConnell, one of the folks that, let me put it this way. The Republicans, many Republicans, including Mitch McConnell, including Ben Sasse, including Justin Amash, including a host of others, ran on platforms of repealing Obamacare. They've done it for years now. They also ran on platforms of tax reform, secure borders, and much more. Ironically, all identical to what the president ran on in many regards. Now, I can understand their distaste for the president or his approach to the job, or his treatment of social media, or his open disrespect for some people through social media and other comments. But that does not dismiss them from the obligation they have to keep their word to the voters of the various places that they were elected. It does not dismiss them from following through on putting together a real plan to repeal Obamacare before that becomes a financial crisis that is knocking us all down. We're not that far away now. It does not excuse them from not putting together a tax plan that will reduce the amount of taxes that you and I pay and that businesses pay, allowing the economy to run even stronger. Their dislike for Donald Trump does not excuse them from doing their jobs in the best interest of their constituents that elected them. And whether they like it or not, whether Democrat or anti-Trump Republican, it doesn't excuse them from doing what their constituents voted for. And if they don't do what their constituents voted for, then clearly come next year, those that I've discussed here today that are up for re-election should be challenged in the primaries at a minimum and run out of town. If you refuse to follow through on promises of taking Obamacare off the board, if you fail to follow through on tax reform, if you fail to follow through on border security, if you fail to follow through on the basic tenets of what the American people voted for in the heartland, then you should leave. We don't need term limits. We need a bold voting bloc to get rid of people that don't do what they promised. Hold people accountable. Very simple. Hold people accountable. And if they don't follow through on what they promised, it's time to go. If we can find somebody better, it's time to go. There's just no other way around it. The big story of the last couple of days continues to be the challenges with North Korea. Many on the left up in arms because the president had the gall to say it straight and not to dance around it anymore like the last three administrations have. It's time to tell it straight about North Korea. Either you stop building nuclear weapons and stop threatening the United States and Japan and South Korea, or there will be a very heavy price to pay. I was asked yesterday if I believed that this president would launch a preemptive strike. Probably not. Can I say for sure? No, because I'm not in the Situation Room there at the White House. I don't know what he's being told or what his generals are telling him, what Mattis is telling him. I don't know that. Neither do you. I think it's unlikely there would be a preemptive strike, but I would say this. If we are hit, or Japan is hit, or South Korea is hit, the response will be overwhelming. There's no question. The response will be overwhelming. You have no alternative. If we're hit by North Korea, we cannot allow ourselves, our children, our grandchildren to continue forward with a North Korea that is armed with nuclear intercontinental ballistic missiles. It's not an option. It's not an acceptable situation. If I'm wrong, tell me so at 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. Glad to have you here for the conversation. Glad to have you back. Glad to be back myself. Straight ahead today, we'll have Ron Van Timmeren here. Take a quick break to talk about what's big in the movies since I've been away. Take a look at that. Plus, something big in Michigan sports, Michigan high school sports. Could it affect your student athlete? We'll be going forward right here on the Steve Gruber Show.